Class 6, Biology, Chapter 7, Health and Hygiene. Continuation from page 81. Protozoa. We had finished till hepatitis. So I will start from protozoa. Now, what are protozoans? Protozoans are single-celled, simplest and the primitive animals which are found on our planet or on our Earth. They are made up of single piece of cytoplasm with a little bit of nucleus, and they are surrounded by a cell membrane or a living membrane. Look onto page 81, second column, second line on top. A living membrane surrounds the cytoplasm. On top of living membrane, write the word cell membrane or plasma membrane. Now, the diseases caused by these protozoans, number one is malaria. Malaria is caused by a protozoan whose name is Plasmodium. Now, this Plasmodium is the main cause of the malaria, and it is carried by whom? By second line of malaria, it is carried by the female Anopheles mosquito. And the saliva of the female Anopheles mosquito carries this Plasmodium, and it transfers it from the affected person to the healthy person. Now, the Anopheles mosquitoes are just the carriers. They are not the sufferers. They just carry the protozoans from the affected person to the healthy person. And when you get malaria, if you must have seen people suffering from malaria, they have a high fever, and they feel it results in chill, and sometimes it becomes fatal if it is not treated at the right time. Then the next disease that is caused by the protozoan is amoebic dysentery. It is caused by, underline the word, first line, Entamoeba histolytica. This parasite, second line, underline, lives in the large intestine and the lower part of the small intestine of humans. And what is the symptoms? Its symptoms are, it discharges blood and mucus with the stool. What is stool? The solid waste, which in biological term we can say feces. Stool and severe gripping pain in the abdomen. So it is transmitted. Who transmits it? Houseflies. In malaria, who transmits malaria Plasmodium? It was the female Anopheles mosquito. But in the case of amoebic dysentery, Entamoeba histolytica, it is transferred by the houseflies. So they carry the parasites from the source of infection, like garbage and sewage, and they sit on the food, and if that is eaten by us, we suffer from such problem. Then turn to the next page, 82. There is a whole big chart given to you. You will learn this by heart, very, very important. And you will have to know the spellings also. You learn the spellings, you cannot make a spelling mistake. Then let us turn to page 82, first column, Helminthes. Now, what are Helminthes? They are actually worms. There are two kinds of worms, flatworm and roundworm. Flatworm means we are talking about Platyhelminthes, and roundworm means we are talking about Nematyhelminthes or nematodes. So, you have to learn the characteristics. Flatworms are dorsiventral, leaf-like, ribbon-like, and the examples are given to you, third line, Tania solium and Fasciola hepatica. Okay, then go down, roundworms like Ascaris and Encyclostoma, they cause the diseases in man. The first disease is Filaris, which is also known as elephantitis, and they are caused by the worm which is called Wuchereria bancrofti. They are the filarial worm, first line, second column, underline the worm, and is the parasite of man living in lymphatic and connective tissue. We are talking about blood, two kinds of blood. Okay, when they underline the word Culex mosquito, they are affected by the Culex mosquito, who carries these and transfers it from the affected person to the healthy person. And what happens here?